appreciating that we have this time set aside to just relax and breathe, trusting and knowing that all is truly well. And that as we breathe into our heart space, we allow ourselves to sink into a beautiful place of peace and ease, giving ourselves permission to relax deeply and be very, very comfortable. So it might be that it would be nice to stretch a little bit and get a little more comfortable than you already are. Whatever it takes for you to just feel at ease in your body. And let your mind just relax. Your heart just relax. Your body just relax. And I've continued to think about the "wouldn't it be nice if" game that Abraham has been talking about recently. And I thought about it for the meditation again today. And I was looking back on some of the older things. It's a process in the Ask and It Is Given book. So it's been around for 20 years or so. But I looked at some of the things people have written about it, and somebody in 2011 on the Abraham list wrote that he was reminded of the song from My Fair Lady, "Wouldn't It Be Loverly?" All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air. With one enormous chair, oh, wouldn't it be loverly? And that's the "wouldn't it be nice if" game. And I read about what Abraham had written about it in the book, and they said it was a way of releasing resistance. And they mentioned that on the recent workshop where they talked about it, that it was a way of soothing momentum toward a resistant thought. And so I thought a couple of "wouldn't it be nice ifs" to see if I could find that place of reducing resistance and observe it in myself. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I had plenty of time to get ready for this meditation today? And it became a part of my awareness that I said it because I was feeling a little pressed for time this morning. And I thought, wow, the "wouldn't it be nice if" process is pointing me toward something I want that I wouldn't have articulated. I want a little more time to get ready for the meditation today. And so I always, when I identify something I want, I try to raise the vibration of it. I want a little more time. I'm willing to have a little more time. I'm eager to have a little more time. And man, do I love it when I have an abundance of time before I prepare for a meeting. Or as I prepare for a meeting. And that really felt like an expansion of the "wouldn't it be nice if" game for me. Because I could take the "wouldn't it be nice if" statement, and then little step by little step, I want, I'm willing, I'm eager, I love, raise it to a higher vibration. So I thought maybe we'd play with that today. And to acknowledge that when I say, "wouldn't it be nice if," I'm describing something I want. And I'm willing to release the resistance around having whatever that is, Perhaps it's a negative expectation that there isn't enough time, for example. So I then looked at another post that I had written in 2008, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if I took the next gentle steps up the emotional scale each day and found myself in even grander adventures with connected people playing the games connected people play? And I asked myself, how would that feel if that, wouldn't it be nice if, came true? And I spent a lot more time in the upper half of the emotional scale. How would I feel? And I came up with a whole series of things. I would feel on top of the world. I would feel like $1 million. I would feel confident, graceful, and free. I would feel tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. And I was basking and playing with those feelings, and I thought, wow, we could combine all of that. It was felt like things were piling on this morning. And so let's try playing with some of that and see what happens when we try it. So let's try a wouldn't it be nice if. Wouldn't it be nice if I felt happy, healthy, and whole? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt strong and flexible, capable and able? Wouldn't it be nice if I had lots and lots of energy? Wouldn't it be nice if I slept deeply and well? Wouldn't it be nice if I woke up in the morning refreshed and relaxed and eager for this wonderful new day? All those things feel like they would be really nice for me. So that tells me that I want to feel healthy and eager, strong and flexible. I want to sleep deeply and well. I want to enjoy waking up in the morning eager for a new day. And am I willing? I'm willing to feel healthy, relaxed, flexible, and strong. I'm willing to feel like I have a lot of energy. I'm willing to feel good in my body. I'm willing to sleep deeply and well. I'm willing to wake up in the morning feeling optimistic and enthusiastic about this particular wonderful new day. I love feeling healthy and strong and flexible in my body. I love having lots of extra energy. I love having that feeling of settling deeply into my bed and looking forward to a wonderful night's sleep. Appreciating the day I have just spent and trusting that tomorrow will be yet another wonderful new day. And I love awakening in the morning after a refreshing night's sleep, feeling eager and alive and enthusiastic and optimistic, grateful for this lovely new day, and happy to have yet another wonderful mini life. I read a quote the other day that said, every day is a mini life. How will you embrace your mini life today? And so let's embrace our mini life. Wouldn't it be nice if we approached each day with enthusiasm and appreciation. Wouldn't it be nice if we were consciously aware that each mini day is a wonderful expression? Wouldn't it be nice if we were appreciative of this particular mini day? Wouldn't it be nice if we savored some pleasure on this wonderful mini day? Wouldn't it be nice if we were mindful and aware of our senses in this mini day? Wouldn't it be nice if we began to notice what we could see and smell and hear and taste and touch? Wouldn't it be nice if that mindfulness carried over into more and more parts of our mini life? I want to enjoy each day as a mini life. I want to cherish this day as a mini life. I want to bask in the pleasure of this particular day. It will never be repeated in the same way again. I want to cherish the preciousness of today. I'm willing to cherish the preciousness of today. I'm willing to bask in the senses that I experience on this mini life that I'm living right now in this moment. I want to notice what I see and feel and taste and touch and smell. I want to love this day. I'm willing to open to greater appreciation for this day that I am living. I'm willing to see it as a mini life. I'm willing to trust that everything necessary to appreciate this day comes to me easily and comfortably. I'm willing to be mindful of more now moments where I bask in the wonder of the things that I can smell and taste and touch and see. I'm willing to enjoy this day fully and completely. I'm eager to experience this day more and more fully and powerfully. I'm eager to love this day. I'm eager to bask in the awareness that I can experience this day sensually. And I'm eager to remember that Abraham says that when we really bask in our senses, our inner beings and source energy is right there with us, seeing and tasting and savoring and basking in the beauty of life. I'm eager to bask with my inner being in the incredible beauty of life. I'm eager to take pleasure in this particular day, in this particular moment, in this particular precious now moment. Today is a wonderful day. And I love being aware of this day as a mini life for me to savor. I love savoring life. I love appreciating and being mindful of the pleasure of this now moment. I love trusting that things unfold beautifully for me. And I love noticing what's unfolding beautifully, whether it's the scent on the breeze in the woods during a walk, or the deliciousness of the lunch that I just ate, or the feeling of something sensual to touch, a soft velvet jacket, a warm blanket, the fur of a beautiful cat or dog. I love basking in the sensuality of life. I love enjoying this day, and I love bringing mindfulness into more and more now moments through the day. I love being more consciously aware of just how good life is in this moment and this moment and that moment. I love at the end of the day recalling just how good this day was. I love that my being mindful makes it easier for me to remember and to savor again all of the blissful moments of each mini life. That felt good. Wouldn't it be nice if my life were filled with joy? Wouldn't it be nice if I recognized more and more things that feel joyful to me? Wouldn't it be nice if my inner being brought me joyful things to surprise and delight me on a regular basis? Wouldn't it be nice if I recognized them when they showed up? And wouldn't it be nice if I identified myself as a joyful person? Wouldn't it be nice if that were part of my self-image? I want to identify myself as a joyful person. I want to see all the evidence of joy that already exists in my life. I want to connect with that part of me that experiences life as joyful. I want to recognize that there are lots of wonderful hormones and neurotransmitters that are amplified when I feel joy. And I want to feel joy more often so that I spend more time with dopamine and oxytocin and all of those delicious things that make my heart sing and make my brain really happy. I want to have a happy brain. Yeah, I'm willing to have a happy brain. I'm willing to have all those good feeling hormones coursing through my brain and my body, uplifting my mood. I'm willing to have a joyful life. I'm willing to identify myself as a joyful person. I'm willing to see joy as the manifestation of my inner beings orchestrating cooperative components for me around every corner. I want to recognize that when I feel joy, I am connecting with my inner being. And I am willing to connect with my inner being big time. I'm willing to do it more and more. I'm willing to allow that joy to be a deep, loving, fabulous part of my life experience. In fact, I'm eager to experience more joy. I'm eager to remember joyful experiences. I'm eager to imagine joyful experiences. I'm eager to recognize that even when I imagine or daydream joy, those wonderful joy receptors are going off in my brain. I am eager to discover what it's like to identify myself and live as a joyful person. I love the moments when I already feel joy. I love feeling my heart sing. I love feeling that overflowing feeling of wonder and excitement and enthusiasm. I love life. I love having a joyful life. And I love knowing that there is no ceiling on the joyful life I can have. I love remembering that every day my life could become even more joyful than the day before. Yeah, that feels good to me. Wouldn't it be nice if I had loving relationships? Wouldn't it be nice if there were people in my life that I just adored? Wouldn't it be nice if I got to spend more time with people that I just adore? Wouldn't it be nice if I found that I have lots and lots of wonderful friends and family members who are eager to spend time with me and have fun with me? Wouldn't it be nice if my relationships were fun? I'm all for that. I want to have fun relationships. I want to be with people who are eager to have fun with me. I love having fun relationships. This one's not much of a stretch for me. I am willing, eager, and loving having beautiful people to connect with in my life. I find it easy to connect with people. I am willing to connect with people even more easily. I'm willing to connect with new people. I'm willing to connect with people that I've known for 30 years. I'm willing to connect with people that I've known my whole life. I am willing to connect with the cooperative components my inner being is lining up for me from one day to the next. I am eager to connect with other cooperative components. I'm eager to be a cooperative component in the matching up of wonderful experiences. I am eager to be in alignment. I am eager to remember that when I'm in alignment, my inner being is romping and playing along with me and my friends. And I am eager to bring my inner being to every party. I love being at a party where I feel my inner being is present. I love seeing friends and family members through the eyes of Source. I love seeing their positive aspects and having them amplified for me in my mind by my inner being. I am eager and loving the idea of savoring the positive aspects of the people that I'm going to be seeing soon. I am eager to pre-pave wonderful experiences of joy and love and celebration and fun and excitement with people that I know, and perhaps with new friends and people that I haven't met as yet. People that my inner being has lined me up with. I'm eager to find the cooperative components for my life. And I love connecting with someone who immediately feels like, oh, a favorite vibration. I met a lovely young lifeguard this past month who was just bubbly and exciting and just glowed when I waved at her and went over to talk to her. She loved my attention. I love being with people who love my attention. And I love giving my attention to people who enjoy basking in the wonder of my positive gaze. I love that it's possible that people can even feel my inner being's love through me when I pay attention to them. That feels really good to me. I love bringing my inner being to the planet. I love feeling the joy of my inner being. I love feeling the love of my inner being. I love feeling loved by my inner being. I love passing on the love that my inner being is to people in every direction. That feels really good. So I am grateful for this opportunity to delve a little more deeply into the "Wouldn't It Be Nice If," and recognize how easily it shows me what it is I want, and shift a little resistance in a comfortable way. And I give thanks for this opportunity to explore just how good life can feel, each mini life, each day. It's good to be mindful, and I am grateful for it. So I give thanks, and I just invite you to stretch a little bit and open your eyes when you're ready. And maybe smile because it feels good.